Hello everyone, my name is Faye, and this is Be For Real. At times, many of us live in a bubble and decide to stay away from many life elements. But there comes a time in life when we all must face many elements of life and just be for real about them. If we cannot be for real with ourselves, why should anyone else trust us? Welcome to the new beginning.
Hey everyone. Wow. Past couple of weeks has been can't really put it into words. It's amazing. It's crazy. As the temperature rises outside, so are so many people's intentions, from emotions and outrage and frustration. And truthfully, the atmosphere is just feeling intolerable. And I could truly say many moons ago, I constantly felt like I was being judged by my past. Though in actuality, I was. From family members that believe they knew who I was today. Employers requesting statements about past events, explaining what happened, and current relationships asking why did the past relationships fail, and it's continuous. But we must be mindful that we are not and should not be defined by our past. Our past experiences are truly lessons that were presented, and if we're able to, we learn. And did not take those opportunities for granted, but view them as blessings in order for us to grow and gain more strength. Chiara Siza stated, "Let go of the past and keep the lessons it taught you." My past has taught me many of lessons, which honestly, I clearly did not know or did not learn from them first time around. But then life hits you. Bam. Boom. Shazam. And here we go again. Trust me when I say I don't need a third time around for many of them lessons. So let me just jump right into it. My be for real moment about my past was and still is to learn to let it go. That lesson is continuous because I can truly be the definition of holding a grudge. It's sad, but it's my truth. And my truth is my be for real moment. I have had so many experiences, and unfortunately, I have relived many of those experiences because I'd never learned from the first event or line of events, and it just built on and built on until one day I just had to face those lessons and sit down and truly acknowledge, like, look, like, it's time for you to stop, slow down, open your eyes. And if this pandemic was not the epic moment for me to truly open my eyes and see things for what it was and what it is, it's amazing. It's crazy. It's life. But since current and past events have revealed so many, by holding on to those grudges, others were able to hold on to the same events, and they won't and or refuse to forget and move on. So if you truly want to be released from those holds, learn to let them go. And if and only if you have learned and understood the need for the shift, that growth, You won't care about the hold people in your life have over you, on you, because you have accepted, you have learned, you have grown, and you especially have evolved into a new you. Never allow people to label you based on your past. If they are, then it's sad, but if they're unable to move past that event or that action or that moment, then leave them where they are stuck at in the past. Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19 states, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." It's just 2020. It's a very new era. It's new experiences, new life, new people, new jobs, new educational experience. It's just everything is just new. Every new thing has a history. It came from somewhere. It was created from another calling. What's your calling? What's your new path? What from your past can you take onto this path and lead into a new beginning? Never hold on to the past because you're only holding yourself back. Learn to grow, learn to evolve, learn the lessons, be that lesson. Help someone through. Allow people to help you through. But in the end of it all, and truthfully and honestly, we must learn to love ourselves. If we are unable to love ourselves or accept ourselves for who we are and what we've been through and where we can go and view our full potential, then we're just stuck in the past and unable to move forward. And every forward step that you try to make, it's going to feel like you're miserable and that you're going nowhere too slow, or going somewhere too slow, or going nowhere too fast. It's time to evolve. It's time to change. It's time to look deeper into ourselves and let love and let God and forgive and be forgiven. Well, this is my B for real. In an epic time of trial and tribulations that we seem to always be faced with, and we must always remember that I am not the past. Be blessed. Stay safe. God bless.